From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Dr. Madeline Kaulbach, today's feature is winter birding. Bird feeders can provide excellent entertainment during the often gray, rainy days of winter here in the Pacific Northwest. A large number of different species can be attracted to your backyard if you put out seed and water. This year, there seems to be a large number of spotted towhees, fox sparrows, and song sparrows. These birds are ground feeders, so sprinkling a little white millet on the ground will give them something nourishing to scratch for on the lawn or just beneath the nearby underbrush. Millet provides very tasty morsels for other ground feeders as well, such as the dark-eyed junco. We have been having king tides of late. Both December and January full moons brought them to us. Flooded fields were alive with northern pintail, American widgeon, mallards, and shorebirds such as greater yellowlegs and Wilson snipe. Along with them came American kestrels, bald eagles, red-tailed hawks, and the peregrine falcon, all raptors looking for an easy meal. Getting out and checking the fields and grasslands of the refuge at this time of year can be very rewarding. Snow geese, Canada, and cackling geese are being seen especially at Tarlet. Winter birding can be done from the comfort of your home or your car. Both are comfortable ways to engage in winter birding during our rainy and cooler days, and they can be rewarding. Birding on foot also brings happiness and joy to these dog days of winter. Winter birding is fun, so grab your binoculars and give it a try. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.